2024 International Chinese Speaking Conference. Week 4. Day 4. Morning Nourishment. Song of Songs 6:13. Return, return, O Shulamite, return, return, that we may gaze at you. 2 Corinthians 3:18. But we all with unveiled face, beholding and reflecting like a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, even as from the Lord Spirit. Shulamite is the feminine form of Solomon, indicating that now the overcomers have become the same as Christ. All the overcomers must be one with God and must be Christ. The Shulamite was a country girl. Now, as a counterpart of Solomon, she has become the same as Solomon in life, in nature, in expression, and in function for the carrying out of God's economy. In these four things, life, nature, expression, and function, we become the same as God and Christ but not in their Godhead. To say that we are the same as God in His Godhead is a great blasphemy. But if we say that we cannot be the same as God in life, nature, expression, and function, this is unbelief. The Bible tells us again and again that God wants to be one with us and to make us one with Him. The phrases in Christ and in the Lord are used repeatedly in the New Testament. In the Lord we are able to do all things. He is able to make us the same as He is in His life, in His nature, in His expression, and in His function to carry out His economy. Today's reading. Come, my beloved, let us go forth into the fields, let us lodge in the villages. This reveals that she wants to carry out with her beloved the work that is for the entire world by sojourning from one place to another. This indicates that she is not sectarian. We must learn to keep the work open, so that others can come to sojourn there and we can go to sojourn elsewhere. This is to keep one work in one body. To share in the work of the Lord is not to work for the Lord but to work together with the Lord. This requires a matured life. The Pentecostal movement has stressed power and miracles, yet little attention has been paid to the matter of life. The Assembly of God has given more emphasis to the teaching of the truth, but it also has neglected the matter of life. Nevertheless, the Lord has had those who have sought out the experience of the inner life. This began with saints such as Madame Guyon, Brother Lawrence, and others. They were deep in life, but their teachings were mystical and mysterious. William Law improved their teachings into something quite practical, helping many believers. Andrew Murray was helped by him and was among the first to see that the New Testament Spirit of God has an element of humanity. He said that the Spirit of the glorified Jesus, the resurrected Christ who is the Spirit, contains His glorified humanity. Jesse Penn Lewis received much help from Andrew Murray and stressed the subjective inner life, especially the subjective aspect of Christ's death. Mrs. Penn Lewis saw the subjective aspect of the death of Christ, and T. Austin Sparks saw the principles of resurrection for the building up of the body of Christ. Brother Ney received much help in the early days from the writings of these teachers. To work together with the Lord we must be mature in life and we must teach the high truths. In Song of Songs we see that to work with the Lord we need the maturity in life, we need to be one with the Lord, and our work must be for His body. Our Lord is Solomon and we must be the Shulamite, that is, we must be one with the Lord. The Shulamite works as Solomon's counterpart, taking care of all the vineyards. This indicates that our work should be for the body, not just one city. We must have a work that is for the entire world. Paul did this by establishing local churches and then working to bring them into the full realization of the body of Christ. This is the end of today's morning revival.